I'm Tiziana Dearing. You are listening to Radio Boston, and we head now halfway around the world to South Africa, where a first-of-its-kind competition just unfolded. Older adult women soccer players from across Africa, Europe, and the U.S. competed in the first annual Grannies International Football Tournament. So now, why does a show called Radio Boston head to South Africa? Because three Boston-area teams played in that tournament, made up of women in their 50s, 60s, and 70s. So the competition was a culmination of an idea begun in 2006 by Becca Nsanwisi, when she started a fitness program for women in her community. So long story short, there's boys on the field, they kick a ball, the women kick the ball back, the boys laugh, the women say, hey, wait a minute. And the next thing you know, you have Vakagula Vakagula, meaning Grannies Grannies, a soccer team. Becca Nsanwisi, founder of Vakagula Vakagula, is here in Studio 2 with two of her hosts, Jean Duffy and Allison LeClaire of Lexington's Lexpressus. The Lexpressus first hosted Becca's team in 2010 and played in this year's tournament. Jean is also the author of a recently released book, Soccer Grannies, the South African Women Who Inspire the World. Becca, welcome to Studio 2 in Radio Boston.
Thanks for having me. I'm all the way from South Africa.
It's wonderful to have you here. Jean, welcome to the studio.
Delighted to be here.
And Allison, welcome to you too.
Thank you.
And Allison, I'm going to move a little monitor here so I can see you better.
There we go.
Okay, so Becca, of course I'm going to start with you. Yes. I laid out a lot of the history there. So, but thinking back to when you founded the team, did you ever think it would turn into this, a worldwide competition for women to sort of find their strength and their fitness and their teams?
No, I didn't think so. But at the end of the day, it happened because of what we planned and what it was in our hearts.
And really, it was to start helping some women sort of physically work out the kinks in their bodies and maybe work out the kinks in their hearts. That's how it all started.
Yes, because I had cancer and it was diagnosed in 2003. And remember, when you have cancer, the chemicals that they give you and the drugs, you end up like you are not okay. So my doctor advised me to exercise. But because I'm doing a lot of community work, I had to take some of my friends, and all my friends, many are grannies.
And there were some boys playing soccer on the field.
Yes, we went to the soccer field. We were just exercising. Remember that I was doing that for my body, only to find that those grannies, my parents didn't want me to go out because I didn't have my hair. I didn't have, I was not okay. And then I had to sneak out of the house. And when I go to the soccer field, I had to get one granny and the second granny because they were telling me their problems. And we ended up in the soccer field. Our aim was not to go there and have soccer. But when we were there, the boys were playing soccer far away from us and the ball came to us and we started running, kicking the ball. That's how we ended up like playing soccer.
So, Jean, how do you enter this picture?
I started playing soccer in my mid-40s in Lexington, Massachusetts. I was watching my daughters on the sideline of the field, and I said, that looks like fun. I can run 5 miles. Surely I can run and kick the soccer ball.
So, wait. You could already run 5 miles?
I did running, but I'd never played a team sport before.
Yeah.
That was new to me. And I found a group of like-minded women there in Lexington, and I was hooked almost right away.
And how did you find Becca?
So in 2010, South Africa hosted the World Cup, first time on African soil. And this team of grandmothers who were running around playing soccer in Limpopo were the perfect human interest story associated with the World Cup. And so there, one morning I went into work and I saw an email from one of my soccer buddies. And I look inside, there's this BBC video newsreel about these women in South Africa. And right away I could tell that we shared, such a bond that even though our daily lives were different, that we loved the same things about the sport.
So, Allison, I want to get your story in, too. Where do you enter this picture, and when does soccer enter your life as a player?
So, I'm actually a just post-Title IX child, and Title IX comes in 1972, mm-hmm. and the town my parents move into, they just happen to have started a girls' town soccer league, so I just get an opportunity to play there. And then when I reach high school age, our team just turns from a there was no team, then there was a club team, and it just turned to a varsity team. So now I get to play on the first varsity girls high school soccer team in Central Ohio. And then time moves on. I move to Boston, and I play on a soccer team, believe it or not. I met my husband on the soccer team, Ronan Park, Dorchester, in the 1990s. And then I retire. And friends of ours that happened to be playing on the Lexpresses in Lexington, she said, you got to come play with us. Now, I'm like, you know, this is an over 40s team. And I'm like, no, I'm retired. No, you should come play with us. So finally, I'm like, fine, I'll come play with them. And it's one of my favorite teams. So that's how I enter the picture. And I do recall during the World Cup in South Africa when the whole, oh my gosh, we have got to meet these grannies. We have to let them know that we're doing the same thing on the other side of the world.
So this is such an incredible thing, and I'm going to remind listeners that you've just heard Allison LeClaire, who plays soccer on a Lexington team, the Lexpresses. Jean Duffy, who plays for the Lexpresses, but has written a book, Soccer Grannies, the South African Women Who Inspire the World. And Becca Nsanwisi, who's the founder of the South African Soccer Grannies team. And sort of the beginning of the beginner of this movement that has culminated in an international tournament that was played in South Africa in March. One of the things that strikes me about this, Becca, is the sweeping difference in life experiences and experience with sport, permission to play sport, permission. I mean, Allison was allowed to be an athlete as a little girl. Many of the women who were the original soccer grannies that you worked with were told, don't do that, don't run. Don't be an athlete.
Yeah, in my country, in our culture, it was difficult to play soccer. And we never played soccer. They never played soccer even at school. They never went to school. And to us, it was just a taboo. But when I started this, I had to convince them. Wearing shorts, it was difficult. I'm telling you, it took us a month to convince them wearing shorts. They were wearing long skirts, long dresses. Imagine playing, wearing those. And in our heads, they said, no, we had to put on something. That's why the attention that we have now is because of this, that thing we put on our hands, our heads. When
to play. Cover your heads.
Yes, to cover our heads. We have to do that, whether you like it or not. But, you know, people are becoming educated, things are changing, but still we go back and put on something on our head. Many people, women, they put something on our head. That's our culture.
So I want to ask you, Becca, it's 2006, you begin the Soccer Grannies,
yes.
The team plays, you have a chance. Jean, you help. Well, okay, let's do this, right? I'm sort of getting ahead of myself. Let's talk about 2010.
Okay.
Jean, in 2010, after the World Cup, you create an opportunity for the Soccer Grannies to come to the United States. Just briefly tell us how that works.
So once we saw their team, we said, wow, we should invite them to come. There was an annual adults tournament being held in Massachusetts that year, and I found Becca was a radio talk show host. I found her email and contacted her. And she said, right away, we will come. We will come. And we had no idea of the hurdles we would have to. We had 5 months to get passports, visas, raise money, and flights. But we did it at the last minute.
Yeah.
And they came, 19 of them, streaming through Logan Airport.
And tell me about that experience for the women of your team, Becca.
We didn't believe before. We thought it's a scam when we received the email. And to me, it was difficult because I had to convince the grannies that we will board a plane going far for a long time. And many people were like, no, it's far. You'll not come back. And you have to, you know, I remember a story when one granny, they told her to put on a napkin. When we come this side. And we didn't tell other people about this story, but we know and we laugh about it because they thought that flying, it's not okay for them, you know, a lot of things. But I'm telling you, that thing for us coming to America, it changed the people of South Africa. And even today, they can't believe, they don't even understand how we came here. But I mean, it's history.
So I want to juxtapose that now, Becca and Allison. I'm going to turn to you. Allison, you then go to a tournament this year. You plan a tournament in South Africa. So let's see, that was 2010. Now it's 2023. And Becca's vision of women, you know, in the tournament, were they over 50 or over 40? 50. Women, yes. Over 50 playing in this tournament. What did it mean for you? You've been playing soccer since post-Title IX, right? This is what transformed for you in having this chance to encounter women over 50 from all over the world playing this sport together in this tournament in South Africa.
So it was amazing because I had retired again 8 years ago.
Retired from soccer.
From soccer. And one of our teammates, Heather, looked at me and we'd all... Becca, Jean, myself, our friend Heather, and Catherine had been talking about, let's create this tournament, let's go. And Heather pulled me aside and she said, you need to play. I'm like, I'll coach. No, you need to play. Fine, I'll play a little bit, but I'm not playing in goal. But the more I thought about it, we played in 2011, actually, when we went over to visit them. And she's right. It was spectacular. First of all, and Jean will speak to this, none of us have ever played in front of that many people in our lives.
How many people? How many people watch in South Africa?
The stadium, the Nkwankwa Stadium, takes more than 20,000 people.
Oh my gosh.
But it was full to capacity that people were like sitting in another part of the stadium.
Incredible.
The stadium was full. Even the street, when we line up to showcase our countries.
Incredible.
You know, I've never been on a soccer field where you walk out with with a youth team, like we're a professional team. We sang the national anthem many times. And then we're playing and there's drones above us videotaping the game. Videotaping,
right.
That's old. and so it was spectacular. And the one thing that I kept in my mind was be present. This is unique. Soak it all in, look around. Talk to the ball boys or the ball girls. Be present because we may never experience something like this again. It was phenomenal.
Jean, you wanted to add something there.
Yeah, it just struck me, and not till after the fact, because during it I was just amazed. But how far Becca has come and this team of women in 15 years from when they just started and they were told by the townsfolk, you belong at home watching the grandchildren, till now they're the heroes of the town there. You know, they brought this international competition, and these original grannies have paved the way for the next generation of the over 50s. Well,
and it also strikes me how far she's pulled you. How far she's pulled you.
Oh, yes.
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
She's made me unretire twice now.
So I'll turn back to you, Becca, and I want to go to this other place. And maybe it's I taught in a school of social work. And so understanding you were a social worker spoke to me, and I want to play a little bit of a documentary. In 2018, there was a documentary made about your team where members talked about why the team mattered to them. And here's some sound from that film, a woman named Gaisa speaking about why she plays.
My son, I die. I cry. I feel pain. But all along, I pray. Help me. I come. I play soccer. I'm strong. I feel pain gone.
I don't play that for the emphasis on I cry. I play it for the emphasis on I'm strong. Mm-hmm. And in watching the documentary, you know, learning about, Jean and Allison's experience, learning about what you have accomplished in these 17 years. This is a story of women's joy and strength and resilience. And I wonder what kind of strength you found in yourself you didn't know you had over these last 17 years.
That is because I remember that I had cancer, but I told myself that I don't want to die before I accomplish many things that I'm doing. Remember that I build houses in my community. I don't just build a house. I build decent houses. And I don't have a house myself. And I also pay school fees. I don't know what you call it here. I make sure that a student go to university. And
tuition.
Some of them, even at the stadium, they were there. Doctors were there. And those are the people that I paid their tuition. And I also, in fact, I do a lot of things. Remember, I was a radio presenter for 25 years for SABC. One of the, I think you know SABC, we have TV, we have radio. So it helped me because people were following me. Some of the things that I was doing as a radio presenter, and they followed me there. They had trust. You know, once people lose trust in you, you are gone. So they trust me, whatever I do. And they know that I walk distance. I don't have a car, but I'll walk a distance next to the Kruger National Park, where we have lions, where we have elephants. Sometimes they come to the community and they will warn us. But we walk with the grannies and we enjoy doing that. We don't have a problem and we'll have blisters and then we sit down and we laugh at each other. I thank God because I'm still alive. And I know that cancer may come back, but I'm not afraid. As long as I've done what I've achieved for now, like having the first granny soccer tournament in the world, and with our national anthems, no problems, we enjoyed it. I wish if you watched it, you'll think it like FIFA World Cup. We are the best. The grannies are the best.
So, by the way, and I'll last word to you, Jean Duffy. Are the grannies the best? Are they the best team you've ever played?
They're the best, yes.
Fantastic. And if people want to get involved and help, Jean, what can they do?
Yes, if there's anything I've learned from Becca over the last 15 years, it's how she dreams big and makes things happen. This tournament, and she has over 200 teams across South Africa now. So a group of us in the U.S. have established a GoFundMe. It's called Score One for the South African Soccer Grannies. And our goal is to boost Becca's initiatives.
So how can they get there? It's called Score One for the South Africa Grannies on GoFundMe.
Yeah. Yes.
All right.
Thank you.
Jean Duffy is a soccer player and author of the new book, Soccer Grannies, the South African Women Who Inspire the World. Allison LeClaire plays on the soccer team with Jean Duffy, and Becca Nsanwisi, founder of the South African Soccer Grannies team. Thank you to all three of you for being here.
Thank you.
Thank you.